This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Coming up, we have Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. And of course, you've probably seen the news now. It's at the top of Drudge. A lot of people have picked up the fact that this morning, I've been talking about this all morning on my show, the David Knight Show that begins at 8 o'clock Central Time. I'm going to be back later in this hour, but coming up in the next segment will be Paul Joseph Watson, and then Alex Jones will have a report following Paul. But, of course, the big news is the arrest of Julian Assange. And as I tweet out this morning, we now have free speech literally in handcuffs. And it is a betrayal of everything that the West stands for. Dissent is no longer allowed. Truth is punished. Corruption is rewarded. Democracy is being shut down. We just had Theresa May announced that they have delayed Brexit now. They had a hard date that was going to be this Friday, but now they have delayed Brexit until, just arbitrarily doing it, until Halloween, until she can work out more of a deal, until people get tired of this and move on to something else. And that's really what's been going on with Julian Assange for a long time. He's been there for 7 years. They kind of left him alone a little bit, just kind of dithered like they're doing with Brexit. Then you had Hollywood come in and do a hit piece on him, assassinate his character. And you had the late night talk shows hosts like John Oliver and others also doing that. And after they let that run for a while, and then things got really dangerous with him because he helped to expose the lies of Hillary Clinton. And then it got to the point where he exposed the lies a year ago when they tried to run the latest annual false flag to try to get us involved in Syria, including then they had to up the ante because they'd already done it two times prior to that. They had to up the ante to coming up with a fake terror attack. And so he got shut down there at the embassy, but then the real crime, I think, that helped to move this action along was that he exposed the criminal actions of the current president of Ecuador. So all these things combined together, but make no mistake about it, folks, this is coming from the same people who did an attempted coup against President Trump. The dirty cops, the intelligence community, the same people that worked in conjunction between the CIA, Langley, and London, these same people are the ones who got Julian Assange arrested, who want to try to get him extradited to the United States. This is something that is about overturning democracy, just like we see with Brexit, just like they tried to do with President Trump in our election. But folks, if they are allowed to overturn the principle of free speech, then there will be no free elections at any point in the future. And we've seen how they have done this with the organizations that they funded and created, like Facebook and Twitter and all these social media companies. On this day, as we've got the Chinese government going around and arresting people and putting them in concentration camps if they're found with Facebook on their phone, because that escapes their great firewall. Just as they are doing that type of thing, you've got Apple and Tim Cook saying that Apple Music will shut down any songs about Tiananmen Square. Yeah, that is the partnership, this global partnership. It is a global move of tyranny, the move against free speech. Is metastasizing very rapidly. It's like a very fast-spreading cancer. And President Trump needs to come out against these guys. Yeah, it's good if he gets Brennan and Clapper, but he's going to have to go much deeper, much broader against this dark global government that is already in place. And that includes the United States Intelligence Agency, allied with the British, the Australians, the New Zealands, the New Zealanders, and the Canadians, the Five Eyes movement. Those people are conspiring together, working with the globalists to help to enable China. They're going to bring that same pattern of censorship and population control to us. And we cannot allow this to continue. We cannot allow it to stand. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Paul Joseph Watson, then Alex Jones, and I'll be back later on in the hour.
say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live on this live edition of The Alex Jones Show. I'm here just for this segment to go over the latest Julian Assange news, which obviously David has been talking about at length. New development since his arrest, obviously, this morning at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Axios reports Julian Assange charged by US with conspiracy to hack government computer. So now they're basically trying to get around this idea that he was arrested for journalism, which he was. If you zoom out and look at the bigger picture, this is basically the culmination of a one-decade-plus almost revenge campaign by the deep state against WikiLeaks, against Julian Assange. But now they're claiming, because he encouraged Chelsea Manning to collect information from hacking a computer, which again, punish the leaker, don't punish the publisher. That's why this sets such a nightmare precedent for freedom of the press, because they're punishing the publisher, the journalist, in this entire scenario. Of course, that causes no concern whatsoever to the mainstream media, because they're never going to get into trouble for that, because they never criticize the deep state. In fact, they parrot the deep state at every available opportunity. And to that point, the ACLU wrote earlier today, quote, the ACLU actually being good on an issue for a change, any prosecution by the United States of Mr. Assange for WikiLeaks publishing operations would be unprecedented and unconstitutional and would open the door to criminal investigations of other news organizations. The reason other news organizations aren't concerned about that, and the reason they're celebrating and applauding the arrest of Assange, is because those news organizations aren't interested in telling the truth. They don't only ignore the crimes of the deep state, they parrot their talking points on a regular basis. So that's why the likes of CNN, MSNBC, and others are not concerned about the impact on freedom of the press, on freedom of speech, because again, they're never going to take that risk of publishing information which offends or criticizes the deep state. As you see, the only time when the left, the establishment left, gets fully behind any action by the Trump administration is when it serves the interests of the deep state. It happened with Syria twice during those two instances of military interventionism by the Trump administration, again going against what Trump ran on. Those were the only times when the likes of Rachel Maddow, anyone at CNN, anyone at MSNBC actually supported Donald Trump and his administration, when it served the interest of the deep state. You've also got the wider perspective of this happening in the United Kingdom. Obviously, he wasn't just arrested for skipping bail back in 2012. Now we have learned, and it's now official, that he was arrested because he is about to be extradited to the United States of America, where he could disappear into a black hole for the rest of eternity. So you have a situation in the United Kingdom where it's literally a country that ignores and eventually looks like it will annul the result of a democratic vote with Brexit, which still hasn't happened, and there's been yet another delay. They've kicked the can down the road now to the end of October, we were supposed to leave the European Union based on the democratic vote that we had nearly 3 years ago. We were supposed to leave the European Union at the end of last month. Now, at the earliest, that's probably not going to happen until the end of October, if it happens at all, because they're just going to keep on kicking the can down the road. So we have a country that ignores the results of democratic votes, and we have a country that arrests journalists and whistleblowers in the case of Julian Assange. In other words, it's not a free country. You also have the point, Donald Trump's just tweeted about Brexit, which we just flashed up there, so at least he's on the offensive on that. We also have the point that most of the people celebrating, justifying the arrest of Julian Assange today are the exact same people who blathered hysterically about Russian collusion for the past 2+ years and were proven spectacularly wrong. These were the same people that claimed the Trump administration was protecting Julian Assange from extradition because, again, he was part of this grand conspiracy with Russia to hack into and release the Podesta emails, no evidence for which existed for that. So, again, they wanted their cake and they wanted to eat it. They said that Assange is part of the Trump-Russia collusion conspiracy. Now Assange, having been not been extradited under Obama for years and years, has been extradited basically on the orders of the Trump administration, or at least the deep state which stands behind it. So what is it to be? You know, they've been proven spectacularly the wrong time and time again about Russian collusion for the past 2 years plus. Now they're celebrating and justifying with legalese Julian Assange's arrest, and we're supposed to trust their judgment. No, I'm not going to trust their judgment. Of course, the reason most people on the left who have been infected by Trump derangement syndrome are celebrating and cheering Assange's arrest for the crime of doing journalism is because they're still butthurt about the election. 2.5 years later, they're still butthurt about Hillary Clinton losing. They still blame Julian Assange for his defeat. So all concerns about freedom of the press, about journalists being arrested and extradited and potentially tortured and put in a hole for releasing truthful information goes out of the window because, again, Trump derangement syndrome eliminates all reason. In fact, Michael Tracy tweeted this earlier, one of the few honest people on the left with principles. He said he cannot adequately express his burning contempt for media hacks and Twitter charlatans who spent 3 years pretending to care about Trump's attacks on press freedom, by which they mostly meant his sarcastic quips to Jim Acosta, but cheer the arrest of Assange. Of course, that's the narrative we've had for the past 2 years plus. Democracy dies in darkness. Trump is assaulting the free press by being mean to Jim Acosta. Oh, but when an actual journalist gets arrested and faces torture and faces being in a hole for the rest of eternity, the rest of his life, no, that's just fine because Hillary Clinton. Again, they've got no principles whatsoever. You've got Malcolm Nance over at MSNBC applauding, with literal hand claps in his tweet, the arrest of a journalist. Glenn Greenwald tweeted this, the security state agents for NBC, MSNBC cheering the Trump administration for arresting Assange because they're authoritarians who only pretend to care about press freedom when it advances their partisan interests. This is what happens when news outlets merge with the US government. But it's not just media outlets on the left that are applauding this. Basically, apart from Judge Andrew Napolitano, who rightly called Assange a hero and said that this was trumped up, phony and ridiculous, Fox News for the past 4 or 5 hours has had commentator after commentator trotted out cheering this arrest once again. So again, they have no principles whatsoever. As soon as WikiLeaks and Julian Assange is not useful to their partisan agenda anymore on the right, they dump him. In fact, there was one Fox News commentator who was literally calling him a rapist, even though those charges were completely dismissed, lying about him from wall to wall. The Daily Caller, and whether this was some idiot staffer who's going to be fired or whatever, or whether they're going to delete the tweet, they haven't deleted it yet. They basically made a big joke about it and said that Julian Assange, because he did look like a prisoner of war, because he's been mistreated, his health concerns haven't been attended to for the past 7 years, he's barely seen sunlight. They were joking about him not knowing what year it was. And now they're getting ratioed on Twitter for that incredibly dumb tweet. Hopefully it was just some idiot staffer, but if that is the position of the Daily Caller, then I've lost all respect for the Daily Caller, because like Fox News, like NBC, they also have no consistent principles. So in summary, Assange exposed the war crimes committed at the behest of neocon warmongers. It was those war crimes, it was the deliberate targeting of journalists in Iraq and other countries that harmed America's reputation, not WikiLeaks. Now, the exposure of those war crimes was perfectly in line with the non-interventionist, non-military adventurism, America First policy that Trump first ran on. So now the only conclusion, and this from what I've seen on Twitter and elsewhere, is the consensus opinion amongst Trump's base, is that Trump must now pardon Julian Assange. Will Trump side with the deep state that sought to sabotage and undermine his presidency for the past 2 years plus, or will he side with his base, his supporters, and pardon Julian Assange and do the right thing? That's going to wrap it up for this segment. David Knight will be back in the next breaking news.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
George Soros droppings.
Stabilize.
So to George
Emergency
Soros,
Reserve.
Hillary Clinton, and the New World Order, and Michael Moore, go back to
Hades,
where you came from. We're awake, and you're not putting us back in the coma. You got that, Jack? You're done. It's over. Worldwide.
Get him back. Get him back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I will tell you this. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press. Let's see if that happens. That'll be next. Yes, sir.
Aging a lot more than 7 years, looking like a hermit who's been locked up for most of their life in solitary confinement, a defiant Julian Assange was carried from the Ecuadorian embassy, where he's been for more than 7 years, into a waiting government black bag van, where he then disappeared so that the UK government can extradite this hero to the United States. 7 years of solitary confinement for exposing the giant illegal surveillance state that the deep state has been using to dominate and control the American people. Not giving up U.S. secrets that hurt any of our real operations, no, but exposing the treason of the Democratic Party working with Communist China and others to surveil and spy on the American people. Now, let's remember something. I'll play the clip in a moment. President Trump famously, about 4 months before the election in 2016, said, I don't know who has the rest of Hillary's 30,000 emails. But that's not the issue. It's the fact that she had them illegally on a server and that she was letting other governments get onto that server. So I don't care who has the emails, whether it's Russia. If Russia's got them, release them. He's absolutely right. She's committed the crime. She's been exposed. And so she now needs to get in trouble. But instead, she's a member of the establishment like Clapper and Brennan and all the rest of them who illegally spied on the Trump campaign, then lied to Congress about it, while the whole time illegally leaking the twisted classified information, something they accuse Assange of doing. If you look at the compendium of what Julian Assange has done and what WikiLeaks has done since then, it's been a clearinghouse for intelligence agents and others in our own government that are upset about Vault 7 and all the other incredible revelations that have come out of the CIA planting things on people's computers, of the government trying to create race wars, of all the things we see carried out every day on CNN. WikiLeaks gave us a backstage pass to see what the swamp was up to, and we owe much of the freedom this country is now beginning to enjoy, and the criminal referrals of the deep state that Congressman Nunes has put forward, and Trump openly talking about how there need to be indictments and criminal charges against the people that tried to engage in a coup against the president and against the people. So, yes, President Trump must give Julian Assange a pardon. the grand jury that we know indicted him years ago and the courts need to absolutely reconsider what they've done, because you can't have a president saying, I don't care who's got the emails, I don't care who's got the evidence of criminal activity. It's basic whistleblowing to override the system when the system's using secrecy to expand their criminal operations. The checks and balances out there are brave men and women that will release information, like Daniel Ellsberg in the Pentagon Papers. The government knew Vietnam was lost. They knew we weren't allowed to win it. And it was Daniel Ellsberg releasing that information that allowed that war to come to an end. And of course he did it with authorization of large sectors of the intelligence community. Just like in the last 10 years, Assange has done the same thing. The truth is, the leaks aren't coming from the Russians, ladies and gentlemen. They're coming from people inside our own government that are patriots. William Binney, technical head of the NSA, he never leaked information to the public. No, he simply went and testified secretly to Congress, legally and lawfully. They SWAT teamed him. They poisoned him. He lost his legs. And the list goes on and on and on. Mr. Drake and so many others are heroes, and we should realize that and understand that. And everyone that's taken action against the deep state and spoken out against the Clintons and their crime syndicate are heroes as well. All of you, the listeners that have spoken out and spread the word at church and school and work and in the streets, who've been persecuted and yelled at and in some cases fired, you are not victims. You are targets because you're effective and you're telling the truth. You are active in this country, in this world, making it a better place. So I'll say it again. Julian Assange is a hero by every yardstick. And I know that the, quote, intelligence communities are worried about illegal leaks in the future if we hold up leakers as heroes. But the truth is, each leaker will be judged according to what it is they brought forward. Were they just a leaker for political gain or power or money? Or were they people that had a conscience and knew that what was going on was wrong and stepped up to the plate to make the world a more open, free society? Because the real crime is the deep state and big tech working together with the Chi-Coms and others, and Google disrespecting our government and our people and our Pentagon so much that it's openly moved to China and thrown its lot in with them. These authoritarians don't respect us, ladies and gentlemen, because they've used our open, free society to burrow in and destroy us from within. And if we persecute the heroes in our society to do the right thing, we don't deserve to be a free nation. We don't deserve to call ourselves Americans. President Trump has no choice. And we've seen mixed signals out of his lawyers and others, some arguing that Assange is a hero, some arguing that Assange is a criminal. And if Trump listens to the neocons, they'll throw the key away after that door slammed back on Julian Assange. But President Trump could easily look at the case, point out that almost all of it was actually legitimate whistleblowing, point out that it wasn't criminal leaking, and then find a few areas that perhaps shouldn't have been released and say time served. Assange has already spent more time in prison than Bradley Manning, a.k.a. Chelsea Manning. And again, it's time that he be released and given the hero's welcome he deserves. Trump doesn't have a choice. If Trump doesn't do this, how will anybody else in the future know that if they do the right thing and already go through hell, the good people, good men and women, won't stand with them? The good news is, despite he's really aged and looks like a hermit, the man from the high tower, the man put in solitary confinement, the man of, well, really, solitude, Julian Assange, was defiant and was speaking out. And if you listen as he's shoved in the van, he's talking about Trump. Julian Assange did not want to be an island unto himself, but he's been made that. And he's already been in prison. It's time we let him out. Back to David Knight, Owen Schroyer, and the live broadcast. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And
candidate's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. An additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who was apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
That was.
The audio technical crew at InfoWars has slowed down the audio and attempted to isolate it as best we can. And with about 95% certainty, you can hear Julian Assange repeating over and over again, resist the Trump administration. The UK must resist. And then he either says, as he's being shoved in the van, is this what the Trump administration has come to? Or the Trump administration must be resisted. It's not exactly clear. But he's obviously saying resist and talking about the Trump administration. So one of Trump's biggest allies, a darling of the leftist press when he was exposing George W. Bush, is now facing extradition to the United States after 7 years of self-imposed solitary confinement. Let's go ahead and play that audio at regular speed and then slow it down, and then David and I will be able to comment on it. Then I'm coming back in the next hour. Remember 2017? CNN said that the source that Trump was using, that he was being illegally spied on, and the illegal data was used to get FISA warrants, was Alex Jones and InfoWars.com. Well, turns out, as usual, we're right. So it's next year's news today. That's coming up at the start of the next hour. Now back to this audio, video, and David Knight.
We did it. We did it.
That
All right, welcome back. I'm David Knight here in the studio. You just heard Alex Jones commenting on the arrest of Julian Assange, and I've been commenting on that all morning. It's absolutely amazing to me to see this happening because, as we understand and have been watching this for years, you understand that what Julian Assange did with both the leaks that came from Manning as well as with other things that have happened in the interim, what he did was no different than what was done going back to the Pentagon Papers. What the Hollywood establishment, after doing a character assassination on Julian Assange while he was in the embassy, they patted themselves on the back in the movie done by Steven Spielberg called The Post. They talked about the Washington Post. They talked about the New York Times. They were handed information from a whistleblower, Daniel Ellsberg. They published classified information. And at the time, we had an American government that respected the First Amendment and the freedom of the press. They came after Daniel Ellsberg. He got off on a technicality or whatever, but he did not go to jail. Nevertheless, they said, we're not going to come after the press for publishing information that was turned over to them. And that's precisely what WikiLeaks is doing. The New York Times lawyer has come out and said as such, said that that is a very dangerous precedent that is being established. We understand that the U.S. is behind this. This is not something that's being done by the U.K. This is not about bail. This is not about Swedish rape. That particular case was a lie, a honey trap. That's the way these guys operate. In the same way they did with the fake dossier with President Trump. It is the CIA working with British intelligence, as they do with the Five Eyes, the U.S., U.K., Canadian, Australian, New Zealand intelligence, the Five Eyes, working together, conspiring together, this deep state, this broad state, this dark state, creating lies about people of the most salacious nature, projecting their perversions on other people. They came out with that 1 month after the tapes that were released with Manning's release of the data. And so they've been coming after President Trump that entire time. And so this is just the latest development, and something's been rolling out for a long time. But understand, as I said earlier today, we're seeing the attacks on free speech and free press metastasizing around the world and accelerating in both the frequency and in the severity of what's happening. And now this latest attack against Julian Assange. It's interesting to look at the response from The Guardian, always a servant of the establishment, the UK Guardian now. At one point, you know, they were being used to put out the Snowden papers, but then evidently they've been turned. Perhaps they were threatened. I don't know. But when you look at what The Guardian is saying, how Ecuador lost patience with House guest Julian Assange. Are you kidding me? Is this something that's being put out by the BBC or by the British government? How Ecuador lost patience with their House guest? What a bunch of nonsense and lies and spin from The Guardian. That isn't about that at all, quite frankly. You know, we had statements coming from Ecuador's president, Lenin Moreno, saying that Assange was discourteous. He was aggressive. Well, is that what it's come to now? We're no longer accusing people of being hateful or hate speech. We now just say, well, you know, he's kind of rude. And then putting out the statement saying, well, last year, you know, we had to revoke his internet access privileges. He had poor hygiene habits. You know, what he did was he exposed the money laundering of Ecuador's president by exposing the Panama Papers. Not the Pentagon Papers, but the Panama Papers. WikiLeaks has always told us the truth about the corrupt criminals running our government. All of our governments. And we need to have that. That is part of a vibrant, open, free press. If we go back to the case of Peter Zenger, he was put on trial for, was it libel or slander or whatever? I guess libel, because he had printed information about the then governor. And I said, no, that's going to be allowed. We're going to be allowed to say things about the government. But that is no longer being honored by our Western governments now. If you say things that are discourteous, aggressive, if you have poor hygiene habits, then we will shut you down. No, the reason they shut him down was because he exposed the lies a year ago about the false flag attacks that Nikki Haley and Theresa May were trying to use to get us involved in a greater extent in Syria, a greater extent than we already secretly were. That's now come out. More than a dozen military bases there, four airfields. We had thousands of troops. Who knows how many? They never got authorization for these secret wars, but they kept trying to push us further and further in. This was something that they had announced. They had decided even before September 11th. They had decided that they were going to go through this list of countries. And later, we were told what the list was. And they're going right down the list. One after one country after the other. But it is the corruption of Moreno himself in Ecuador, as well as the pressure put on him by the UK. And make no mistake about it, Pamela Anderson was absolutely correct. She said the UK is America's bitch. Theresa May is America's bitch, quite frankly. Or you can call her a witch. She has now overthrown the election, the Brexit election, to Halloween. So, yeah, maybe just call her a witch. A little bit more polite, right? Maybe not. You know, Julian Assange talked about how the EU overthrew the election of Greece. He said, here in the heart of democracy, where democracy was first practiced in Greece, the EU has thrown out the election. And they put in a Goldman Sachs banker to rule over these people. Well, now the UK has done the same thing for the EU. You had the intelligence services that are now conspiring to lock up Julian Assange. Tried to do the same thing to President Trump. I'm glad that didn't happen. But President Trump needs to not play along and try to appease these people. He needs to go full and strong against this kind of censorship, this global dark government.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on the Alex Jones Show. Today we're talking about Julian Assange being arrested this morning. Absolutely amazing. As I tweeted out this morning, there are dark days ahead, folks. This picture we see of Julian Assange being let out in handcuffs. I really do believe this is going to be an iconic example of the tyranny of the 21st century in the same way that Tiananmen Square and the picture we have of that one individual standing up to the tanks. This is an iconic picture of the Chinese tyranny. But the Chinese tyranny just keeps rolling, doesn't it? We've got now reports that China is going around. They find Facebook on the phone of people there in China because, you know, that's the way to get around the great firewall of China. If they find Facebook on your phone, they just haul you off to the concentration camps. And it's a little bit easier than that for them, quite frankly. They've got their partnership with Apple and with other companies. Tim Cook and Apple have said that they are going to take off of Apple Music. They're going to take off, or Apple Play, whatever they call their service that they've just rolled out. They're going to ban any songs about Tiananmen Square. How convenient. All this is happening on the same day that Theresa May has shut down the Brexit election. It was supposed to have a deadline of Friday. She now says, the witch says, we're going to make that Halloween. Yeah. Not going to be a treat. It's going to be a trick. And we've seen this trick running for a long time. She has been the shill for both the EU as well as the U.S. And the same people who worked together in an attempted coup, as President Trump said, an attempted coup by dirty cops. It's an attempted coup, not just by dirty cops. It's not just the FBI and the Department of Justice. No, it's really coming from the intelligence services. It's really the dark military-industrial complex and the intelligence services that are at the center of this, conspiring and working with people in the UK to contrive a false case against President Trump, as they're doing against Julian Assange, and then using the circular logic of saying we have a FISA court warrant and so forth. Yeah, they concocted a bunch of fictitious, salacious sexual shenanigans about President Trump in the same way they did about Julian Assange. And they did it with Julian Assange a month after the massive leak of information. One of those pieces, which I've played over and over again on broadcasts here at InfoWars, is the collateral damage piece, which shows the cold-blooded murder of people you could easily see weren't carrying weapons, but carrying cameras. And then as they shot those people, they pulled back and waited until the ambulance arrived. And then you can see them laughing about the fact that they're shooting up the ambulance. That was very damaging. It was also damaging what he exposed about Hillary Clinton. And what he exposed, there's some of the clips about the collateral, what was it, collateral damage, or I forget exactly what the title of that was. But that really got the military-industrial complex angry with Julian Assange. And as we see The Guardian, they like to point out, oh, well, you know, we helped to publish some of these papers. They helped to publish some of the Snowden leaks now, but they've now been turned, quite frankly. Esther Adley, you should be ashamed of yourself. You're the one that has your name here on this article, How Ecuador Lost Patience with House Guest Julian Assange. Poor Ecuador. Poor Ecuador. No, it doesn't have anything to do with their president being caught as a corrupt criminal, laundering money as part of the Pentagon Papers. Has nothing to do with that. Has nothing to do with the fact that Julian Assange exposed, along with us, we were talking about at the same time, what Nikki Haley and Theresa May were trying to do, the lies that they were trying to sell us, the absurd lies about Novichok poisoning of Skripal. You know, I had to do something different. It was the third year that they had tried to concoct a narrative about gassing of civilians in Syria as Syria was winning. They're going to come out and they're going to gas people. And the first time they tried that, remember we pushed back very hard against that here at InfoWars. We had people in the armed forces holding up signs saying we are not going to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. And eventually you had American intelligence joining with the UN, joining with Russian intelligence, saying, yeah, that wasn't something that came, that wasn't nerve gas, and it wasn't sarin gas, rather, at the time. That was the gas of choice that they were putting out there. So it wasn't sarin gas that was coming from the Syrian government. But they kept trying to do that every year. So then the third year, they decided they'd do something different. They concocted a nonsense narrative about a nerve gas, Novichok, that if true, I mean, it's eight times more potent than VX nerve gas that we have here in the United States. As Putin laughed, he said, it wasn't that, they'd all be dead. There was a nurse, female doctor, who worked for a half hour on Skripal and his daughter. Said, oh, it looked like opioid poisoning or something, opioid overdose. But if it had been Novichok, they would have died, she would have died. But we've continued this absurd charade now for over a year. They've played games with the House and all kinds of things like that. No, it was not that. As a matter of fact, when they finally, months later, when they finally did turn samples over to the one of the few labs in the world that is allowed to do testing for the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, they found a substance there that would be consistent with opioid-like symptoms. It was, I think, a level 2 prohibition chemical weapon. It wasn't number 1, like nerve gas or Novichok would be. And then they said, and we found a pristine sample of Novichok in there as well. Kind of throwing that out there for all of you who want to pay any attention, that after months, it would, a pristine, non-degraded sample of Novichok. In other words, it was added. It was added by these people. And so as we look at this, we've got The Guardian saying how Ecuador lost patience with its House guest, Julian Assange, as he exposed, maybe, the crimes of their corrupt president. They are very concerned, WikiLeaks is. They have UN envoy on torture talking about how they want to, they're concerned that revoking Assange's protection, and this is what they were saying before he was arrested, would be a violation since he could face torture and mistreatment should he be extradited by the U.S. Now, why would you think that'd be the case? Would that be the case because President Trump promoted our torturer-in-chief at the CIA? He was exposed by John Kiriakou. Remember, when John Kiriakou exposed Gina Haspel's torture program, he went to jail. None of the people who actually did the torturing went to jail. No, it was the whistleblower who went to jail, just like they came after the whistleblowers at the NSA, William Binney, Thomas Drake, and others. It's always the people who are telling us the truth that are going to jail, that are being purged off of the Internet. And as I said, this is why this is such a dark and dangerous moment that we're entering in here. Anybody who tells the truth about our corrupt criminals running our governments worldwide is at threat of either being taken out, deplatformed, banned, or going to jail, or being executed, or being tortured. Yeah, Gina Haspel was rewarded for what she did, much to the shame of President Trump. I will never agree with that. President Trump's done some good things, but he must not appease these tyrants, or you'll wind up being hung by them, President Trump. It's very important. I talked about that famous quote, when the best of men rot in filthy jails, right? And it's interesting because that quote, and I'll repeat that again, I told my audience this morning, that quote didn't come from the American Revolution. It sounds like it, doesn't it? But it actually came from a black aviator, one of the Tuskegee Airmen. He said, I had three strikes against me. He said, I was black, I was married, I only had 1 year of college, and they told me they weren't going to let me fly because I was black. But he persisted. It was important to him to fight for freedom. And he did 48 missions. And he didn't die until he was 92 in 2014. It's very important that we understand that the fight for liberty goes on. It didn't just happen in 1776. And people like Hiram are a good example of this. George Galloway is saying Julian Assange exposed great crimes, and now a great crime has been committed against him. He said the agent of this crime directly is Marino, but the ultimate purchaser is the United States. That's correct. It's the United States that's ultimately behind this. And President Trump, the same elements that came against you are using the same tactics against Julian Assange that they used against you. And this is about more than overthrowing one election. This is about overthrowing all future elections. If we don't have a free speech, if we don't have liberty as individuals, we won't have any future elections. They will overthrow every election if they overthrow our free speech. And make no doubt about it, these people who came against you, President Trump, are the ones who are attacking our free speech everywhere on the Internet. The half measures that we've seen talked about, if at all, in Congress, we had Ted Cruz yesterday play a clip to representatives of Twitter and Facebook. He showed a meme, rather, of Mother Teresa saying that abortion was a crime against women. And so he said, now, that's been treated as hate speech by some people, right? Do you agree that's hate speech? Put them on an uncomfortable position. But I'm uncomfortable with the half measures that are being proposed, even by the people that seem to notice Internet censorship. Most people don't even notice it in the Republican Party as it's being done against them. Does President Trump see what's happening to him?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.